Blog Talk Radio.
So I am going to read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4.
It says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You know, in this world, many people are suffering now in these days, and sorrows. We always, on the daily basis, people lost their someone special, and we get in sorrow. If you are lost in sadness and sorrow, remember that your great comforter and friends hold your hand firmly in his. You have a meditator who died on the cross for you, rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven, where he introduced for your comforter. In every situation, always think Christ never leaves us. Christ never leaves you in your distress. He's with you in the fiery oven, in the stormy seas, and in the valley of the shadow of death. Always put your trust in the God. My sister Robin shared, we walk by faith and not by sight. We're strong in the Lord. So always trust in the Lord. Trust in him who will not allow anything to happen to us that will harm us. God himself said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. In this world today, we are suffering lots of pain and sickness, and we are just to get very disappointed. Oh, I'm not going to be healthy. I'm very sick. I'm not going to be healthy. But always remember, God is our comforter. He is the Prince of Peace. And today, word, when we are in a relationship with someone, we say, yes, I will come to you, and then I get a peace. The same thing is our relationship with God, because Christianity is not a religion. It's our relationship with Lord. So when we spend our time with Lord, when we come to him, he will give us the comfort. Because Lord is always here for us. He always here for us to healing you. He always here for us to delivering the power of the Holy Spirit to you. So whenever you're in sorrow, always remember, Lord is there with you. He's our best friend. Because Jesus is our best friend. He provides us with a way of dealing with sorrow. So people get sometimes, they are say, oh, we are prayed many times, but God never answers our prayers. But always remember one thing, God always answers on his time. He always answers our prayers, but he always answers us on his perfect timing. God's timing is always perfect. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So whenever you're in a sorrow, whenever you are sad, whenever you're in a depression, just put your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus and he will answer your prayers. This morning, I am also going to share this with you guys. If you are in pain, if you are in sickness, just remember one thing. God is with you. He's your comfort. He will give you eternal peace. He will come here in this world to give you life and life of abundance. So just trust on him. Because he loves you so much. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, he will always hear. Because in 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. God does not leave us alone in every situation. He hears us every day. He will enable you to think clearly and act positively. In his strength, you will be able to handle your problems according to the will of God. So whenever you pray, always think, this is happened to me by the will of God. If you are broken heart this morning, just remember one thing, God is with you. Because Jesus is kind-hearted, he is a healer. So remember, God is with you. He's kind-hearted. He cares for you. So don't be sad, don't be anxious. Remember one thing, God is our big God and he is with us. Amen.
Amen, Sister Liba. Thank you so much for joining us today. And God is our healer. We just praise him and worship him, for there's nothing that he won't do. Liba, will you sing that little song, God is our healer, Jesus is kind-hearted?
Yes, sure. Jesus is kind-hearted, he is a healer. Jesus is kind-hearted, he is a healer.
Right, Sister Liba. I want to share a little bit about Sister Liba. She goes around the villages in our precious country of Pakistan and shares with the people, with the children. She has a great ministry that God has called her into. She is a sister of the Lord, a mighty woman of God. Liba, share about the people there in Pakistan. What are they needing?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for introducing me to all over the world. Yes, I am doing the great work for the Lord here, and it's all by the inspiration of Sister Robin. And I am preaching in the villages, and the people, they need, I am helping the children for their education, because if they get very good education, then their future will be bright, by the will of God. So we are needing your prayers for the education system, for the people, for their kids, so they will able to read the word of God in their life, and they get very blessed.
Amen. And also, Pastor Jabran's mother, and your mother, of course, is teaching the women to read. That is a big need there in Pakistan, to get the women educated. Amen?
Amen.
And also, we, the Family Church of Jesus Christ, help the children get their education. We have big dreams of starting a Christian school there so the children can learn the Word of God plus math and English and social studies, history, things of writing and reading. But that is our goal. And also we teach the women how to sew. And it's just a great work of God. We have the brothers come together once a month and to encourage each other. And what else are we doing there, Sister Liba?
Yes, even we go to the many villages and we preach over there and share the words of God. And we help the people. That we provided every month the food packs to the people who need, and from our food pantry, and we bless these families in Jesus' name.
Yes, amen. You know, food. Here in the United States, you know, we do have the homeless, but sometimes we take even the need for food for granted. And so we just help feed the people spiritually and physically. Sister Liba, mm-hmm. would you please close in prayer? Pray for those that might be sick or they are down, like you just shared, with sorrow. Just pray for the people, please.
Father God, I come before you today this morning. Thank you, Father God, for this beautiful time, for this divine connection that brings us together. Praying for the people who are infected, who are suffering in sorrow. Please bless them. Jesus, the man of sorrow. Please bless them in Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Comforter, I thank you, and I can find comfort and solace from my tears, that they make my grief bearable and bring me closer to you, Lord. So please bless them all who listen to the words of God today. Bless them all, and they get 10%, not 50%. They get 100% fruit from this message today. I ask you everything in Jesus' name, and bless them physically, financially, and spiritually. I ask you everything in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, this is the one and only Apostle Robin. Remember, you are the one and only, and Sister Liba is the one and only. We thank you, Sister, for joining us. Until next week.
Mighty is our God. I praise your name.